Good evening. Today is Tuesday, November 5th. It is 6 p.m., and I call to order the regular meeting of the Apalachicola City Commission. Please stand for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. Gracious Father, we come before you once again to say thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. We thank you for your love and your kindness, God. We thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Lord, give us clarity. Give us understanding, God, so that we may do the work of your people. Lord, we thank you for this city, God. We thank you for the unity that we share, God. We ask that you continue to bless, to guide us, to watch over us, and keep us in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we adopt the agenda, there is one request that needs to be added. So I ask that the agenda be amended to add, under unfinished business, item number 3. Which is the Leslie Street FDOT Supplemental Grant Agreement, Resolution 2024-09. What say you?
I make a motion
that we approve the addition.
Have a motion by Commissioner Grove, a second by Commissioner Elliott. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. At this time, we'll have public comment. Leslie Kuhn.
Funny, this is exactly what I came to talk about. We're not sure what. I'm not sure. I've just seen this, and the only thing I've seen is the report from September the 10th on the city website. Now, I've been told to look in the agenda. From here on out, I'll do that. But I have a list of things that we would like for the city to do. I'm going to pass them out if that's okay.
Wait, can I just get you to wait till you get to the microphone before so we can capture? Thank you.
I'm going to read it. We are the businesses along Leslie Street. There are three businesses right that front that street, and I'm just one of them, and I represent a business with four other artists. We have a list of items that we would like to have addressed concerning the beautification of our street while we wait for it to get done, whenever that date is. Fix the road. The deadline has passed, and we want to know what's next. What is the latest deadline? What is our expectation? Remove the concrete barricades to be replaced by four large official, beautiful city signs saying that the businesses are open even while the road is temporarily closed. I do not believe that's excessive. We need attractive landscaping in front of that instead of those concrete barricades. And is to show an incentive to show the street is not derelict and should be not avoided at all costs, because right now it looks that. The sidewalks and grass between the road needs to be cleaned of debris and crumbling concrete from the construction, and the storm drain on the corner of Commerce Street needs to be replaced. The sidewalk handicap, it needs to be made sidewalk handicap accessible, and it's not. And parking should be made available for anyone who is handicapped, and it should be designated. Maintain the construction cones and the folding barricades. Pick up the trash that is continually being thrown into the dirt road. Remove any yard waste along the entire road, and that is a request. We have witnessed several incidences of people having accidents on bicycles. I've got photographs of these. Or simply even trying to walk down the sidewalk. In front of our gallery, two incidences were elderly people. I've sent y'all a note with the weed mat issue. And another lady almost fell off, not realizing it, but just almost fell off into the dirt. She's an older woman. Had it happened, you would have had a problem, or you could have. I've already made you aware of the weed mat exposed along the sidewalk. It needs to be removed. These are all potential liabilities I'm sure you're aware of. We ask for an update from the city on the improvements being made, easily accessible updates. Not something that we have to go and buy a book and read through. But if you could send those updates to the Bowery Artist at gmail.com or our lawartist at hotmail.com, that would be appreciated. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Christy and Richard Bracken.
Mayor, Council, Commissioners. Back in August, I introduced our recycling program to at the City of Apalachicola, and I just want to give you all an update. We thought we had a lease signed with the Port of St. Joe from October 15th, talking with the board over there. They had some more questions for us, so they've tabled us for the for a conversation with them on November 13th. We're hoping to have a launch for our recycled collection service for November, but it's been pushed back to December now. We attended your Florida Seafood Festival Friday and Saturday, and I am excited to say that we had several people from inside of Apalachicola express interest. I'm thinking at least a half a dozen. We had four people from East Point, another dozen from St. George Island, but it's just the community within Apalachicola had a strong interest in our recycling collection services. They were excited for us to be able to start passing out our bins, but we can't pass out the bins until we actually get our lease signed. So, questions?
Any questions? Thank you for your time, for coming and giving us an update. Thank you so much. Linda Buchanan?
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm here simply to remind and nudge about the adoption of language for our municipal code regarding the usage, permitted usage of our cemeteries. On July the 2nd, I presented this information, and you voted 5-0, which I really appreciate, to review the language in municipal code, and perhaps with the sample language I provided from Savannah, perhaps not. And I just am, you're very busy people. You have a lot of really important things to consider. But here in November, the week before Veterans Day, we have 70 veterans buried in that cemetery. October 31st, there was a commercial event in the historic Chestnut Street Cemetery, which is permitted at this point. So I just urge you to review that language and adopt a change, and I thank you for the opportunity to remind you. Thank you.
Thank you. I think Mr. Hartman will give an update on that. It was discussed at last month's meeting.
Very Very short update. I can give it now or during my report.
During your report, please.
Very good.
Thank you so much. Are there any other public comments? Any other public comments? Hearing none, seeing none. We will go to new business. Audit approval, Ms. Mathis and Mr. Moran.
Mayor, this is actually for the 22-23 audit. Your board action says 23-24.
22-23, not 23-24. Okay. Mr. Moran, thank you.
Hi. My name is Chris Moran. I'm here to present the audit report for the City of Apalachicola for the year ending September 30th, 23. So it's a year ago. And we gave the city an unqualified opinion, which is the highest level of assurance you can receive from a CPA firm that the financial statements are fairly stated. And what I thought I'd do is just hit on some of the highlights, and that I would be welcome the opportunity to meet with any of you individually to go over it, just a lot in terms of going over it in a board meeting. It was a difficult audit. There was 40-something adjustments that were posted. So I think whatever you have been looking at leading up to this year was probably not very accurate compared to how the year ended up. And so if you turn to page, let's see if I got my page. If you turn to page 14, this is your statement of revenue, expenditures, and changes in fund balance. These are the financial statements that look the most like the budget that you prepare on an annual basis, and these are the financial statements that look the most like what you would be receiving from management. We had taxes of $1,000,008, licenses and permits of $345,000, intergovernmental revenue of $846,000, grants of $1,002,000, charges for services $645,000, which was your garbage, which is part of your general fund. Fines and forfeitures $9,000, miscellaneous $70,000, and we had investment earnings of $46,000 for total revenue of $5,003,000. So it kind of gives you an idea of what the city's general fund. You're about $5 million, and I don't see us going down from that, you know, in the future. So on your expenditures, your general government was $1,008,000. Public safety was $822,000. Public safety is police and fire. Physical environment was $1,002,000. Transportation $151,000. Culture and rec $535,000. For total expenditures of $5,303,000. So we had a $299,000 loss on the general fund for the year. You have utility funds, but you don't transfer over profits from utility funds to run your general fund. So the loss has just been is what was reflected what actually happened during the year. So then if you turn to page, I keep losing my spot here. Turn to page 17. This is the utility funds, which are basically water and sewer. So utility billings were $2.7 million. We had mooring fees of $183,000. Miscellaneous $10,000 for total revenue of $2,942,000. Personal services were $621,000. Supplies, gas, and oil was $239,000. Utilities were $218,000. Repairs and maintenance, $378,000. You had professional fees, miscellaneous. And you had depreciation expense of $1,024,000 for total expenses of $2,007,000, which means you basically had $180,000 profit before grant revenue of $269,000 and interest expense of $81,000, which is the interest on all your bonds. So you ended the year with $367,000 to the good, but of course, a million of that was depreciation expense, so you actually probably generated about $1.3 million in cash. But you do pay down a lot of principal on all your bonds, so some of that cash does not really show up as an expense. So if you take a look at the, we lost $300,000 in general fund and we made $367,000 in the utility fund, so you broke even in 23. There's some of the footnotes in here, there's some, if you look on page 30, 29 and 30, it shows all the fixed assets that you had during the year. We had $302,000 added in construction projects. We had building improvement, $79,000, equipment of $182,000. And if you look over on page 30, we show your general long-term debt. On your 2010 bond, you paid down $15,000. On a the fire truck, you paid down $41,000. Some police cars for $8,800. So you had total debt at the beginning of the year of $719,000 in your general fund, and you paid down $71,000 of it. And if you look over on page 32, this shows your utility bonds, which you've got the 2003 bond, the 83, the 86, that big state revolving loan fund, and some installment purchases, but in general, you paid down $561,000 of that debt. So I would say it's a pretty major accomplishment, the fact that you didn't borrow any money. All you've been doing is paying down debt each year, and you had the cash to be, you know, you're current on all your debt. That's kind of the highlights. Anybody got any questions?
Thank you, Chris, and we appreciate all the hard work that you and your team did, and appreciate Lee and for the long hours that she's put in to help get this matter, get everything to you. So thank you so much. Commissioner George, your comments?
Thank you, Chris, for that synopsis. I'm looking at the audit comments, which are the same, you know, the same as in prior years, which speak to the condition of our accounting records and the inability to create a accurate set of books, and you know, more importantly, to provide, you know, monthly data for decision making. I mean, that's not new for the city of Apalachicola. I don't think you can find a time where the city had up-to-date accounting records. I mean, the year before you took on the audit, the city had a disclaimer of opinion, which means that the auditor couldn't find enough audit evidence to audit the books and express an opinion. So we've made some progress, but we put a lot of money in the accounting system and salaries, positions, and we've made some poor decisions. We've had lack of supervision. We've also had some unusual circumstances, I'll just put it that way. We seem to be making progress. I know that, you know, talking to you about this audit and what you anticipate for the coming year, hopefully we'll soon, within months, be up to date through September 30th, 2024, where we can start fresh for the current fiscal year. But I'm getting that feeling of deja vu because this is exactly what we were talking about last year. So I just don't think we can understate that we have to get this on track. We've got kind of a wrinkle again this year because we've decided not to move forward with changing the accounting system to the Banyan software. So we're going to, again, have a delay where we're going to have data that's going to be input that'll delay you somewhat. Do you feel like, I mean, I feel I would like to be on a municipal accounting system that would produce all the reports without having to do Excel worksheets and everything. But I think if we could actually get an accurate set of QuickBooks books, I think we would be somewhere we've never been before.
I think that sums it up. I'm very optimistic about 9/30/24. We've kind of, you know, Lee's been working hard getting everything ready to repost to a set of new books, and it was just decided at the last minute kind of to maybe not post it all to Banyan, perhaps stick with QuickBooks. But, you know, we had a two-year cycle with the books that were set up by a CPA firm, and we had Mark and all, you know, all of that, and we had a completely different set of books the 2 years before that. So we've kind of been working in two-year cycles, but, you know, I'm thinking 23 is behind us, and we're going to start afresh in 24. And, you know, we've kind of made a commitment that we were going to, you know, help Lee get 24 caught up, and then our plan would be to do 24 audit sooner than later. And we would go from there. But I am optimistic things have improved dramatically from where we were, you know, between Leo, Mark, and all the, you know, just some of the turnover we had and the way the books were never really set up that correctly. I think if you can get to that phase, then perhaps you could look at a different software system or something, you know, more that cities are using. But, you know, I think if you can start reconciling cash on a monthly basis and get some reports to the board, that'd be a huge step forward.
I appreciate that. If I could, I know Chris is going to be leaving right after his presentation, but we have on later on the agenda, Chris had suggested to us that we consider making an election to bring our ARPA revenues, our ARPA allocation into revenues instead of, you know, doing the reporting by project, because there's like a $10 million threshold, but we have the freedom to do that. That wouldn't prevent us from preserving those funds and allocating to projects, but it would free us from the reporting responsibilities going forward. And since that was Chris's idea, I would really like for him to explain that to us before he leaves.
When they gave out round two, they were specifically listing you to lay them out as projects, and a lot of people laid out projects, but they didn't happen. And then 21 rolled around, then 22 rolled around. So the states wanted to close some of these grant files. So if you're under $10 million total, you can just recognize it as revenue, and all you have to say is that we lost revenue during the pandemic. And, of course, everybody did. So you could still designate it for all the projects. You wouldn't have to change any of your internal stuff, but if we recognize it on the financial statements, because we have it sitting in deferred revenue right now, if you recognize in that, you wouldn't have all those reporting requirements going forward for the next, I mean, some of those projects might be a year or two or out, you know, to get them all laid out. And I know you've been using a lot of it for, you know, for matching grants. So this way here, you'd have a little more free use of what you want to do with the money, but it would still be up to the board to decide, you know, how to spend it, but it would make your reporting a lot easier for Bree or whoever's turning in the paperwork on it. So I would recommend it if you could see yourself to do that, it would certainly make it easier for you going forward.
Speak to it. Okay, that's all I have. And Chris, I just want to thank you again for your hard work and for sticking with us through thick and thin, mostly thin. And
I appreciate it. We're gonna, you know, things are gonna get better. I keep saying that, but I do believe it. And if anybody wants to have a meeting one on one, I'll be happy to come do that.
Chris, before you, Julie, let me just check to see if any of the other commissioners had any comments or questions for you, Commissioner Grove.
Yeah, thank you for keeping us straight and working hard on this with Lee for years and years and years. So I'm looking forward to us getting a software package that we can afford and that we won't be irrelevant in 2 years and that staff can use. So thank you, Lee, for sticking with it and making us I know you put a lot of hours in.
Duncan, do you have any comments, questions?
No, just thank you.
Commissioner Elliott?
I don't have anything else.
across that. Just thank you very much. And as I came into this role, I had no idea how to even begin to read a city budget. And you have taken me a very long way into being able to actually understand everything you gave me. So thank you very much, sir.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
Ali, do you have any questions for Chris at this point? No, thank you for, again, thank you so much and having that positive outlook on the city's well-being or the city's financial, you know, it's nice to hear a positive outlook. So we appreciate you so much. Thank you for all that you do to help the city. Right, Manager Wade, do you have any comments?
Could you say it one time? Just, you paid your bills and you made payroll.
That's put all our bills on time. We go to payroll every month. So I would say that's a positive thing.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, thank you.
So we need a motion to approve the 2022-23 audit.
I so move.
I have a motion by Commissioner Elliott. May I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner George. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. New business number two, Manager Wade.
This was requested by Appalachia Regional Planning Council. Director Chris Reitel sent this email to us, asked to adopt this or to send this letter to the governor supporting the rail, the Southern Rail Commission's project, and just ask the commission to approve it.
I have a request before you to approve the letter of support for the to the Appalachia Regional Planning Council regarding the Southern Rail Commission and bringing back passenger rail to North Florida. What say you?
Make a motion that we approve the letter of support.
I have a motion by Commissioner Grove. May I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner George. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. New business number three is a proclamation for Small Business Saturday, Women Impacting Public Policy, and the Small Business Saturday Coalition are asking that the City Commission renew support for this for Small Business Saturday. The proclamation is included in your packet. What say you?
Make a motion that we approve Small Business Saturday.
I have a motion by Commissioner Grove. May I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Elliott. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Unfinished business. ARPA. Commissioner George. Manager Wade.
Got FWC Wade. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I skipped.
I didn't realize this would be my agenda item, but this is the matter that I was asking Chris Moran about, asking the commission to consider making the election to recognize our remaining ARPA funds into revenue at, as revenue in the current fiscal year.
We have a request before us asking for a motion to recognize the remaining ARPA funds as a revenue. What say you?
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner George. May I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Grove. Discussion?
Discussion.
Commissioner Elliott, discussion?
So from a procedural standpoint, we would be recognizing this for our financial reporting because it's under $10 million as revenue, but without any sort of, I know that an affirmative vote of four or more commissioners stands as a resolution when we vote. So will we be putting in place any sort of resolution or policy regarding these funds when they are technically designated as revenue? Are we going to continue to restrict these funds as ARPA funds and continue to use them for projects that were only designated for ARPA? Because I do know that there were some restrictions on what we could do with that money. So if we're going to choose to go this route with ARPA, I think there should be a discussion on what new possibilities could be opened up for that funding and what could be most beneficial for it.
So you want clarification now on going forward, or do you want to amend the motion or have the motion amended to add a stipulation? What? Because at this point, we have not been given, as of today, and the amount that's remaining. Mm-hmm. So what is your...
I would suppose that, if we don't know the exact balance, I believe it was floating around 800 or 750 was remaining.
Something like that. It was 700,000 or 800,000. I don't remember. I don't have the exact amount.
If the rest of this body is informally of the opinion that we're not going to try to take that money and allocate it to a completely different purpose than what ARPA was intended for, then I see no reason for a resolution. I just wanted to get a little bit of a temperature on if there was going to be a follow-up proposition to this plan that we were not aware of on the table yet.
Commissioner George, do you have any comments on the question?
Making the election only includes the funds into revenues. It doesn't affect how they will be spent. They would remain unallocated until allocated by the City Commission. So, I mean, it wouldn't change our internal procedures for approving projects to be paid out of ARPA. It would only streamline and basically eliminate our reporting to the federal government. Since we're under that threshold, we don't have to file the reports and track the projects, because we have a deadline for, if we just keep them as ARPA projects in our reporting, we have to designate the projects by, I think it's November of next year, and then keep them informed until they're completed. If we make the election, we're just doing that internally, but it doesn't change how we allocate the funds and our approval process for doing so. It just takes us out of having to continue to report to the federal government. So they would remain unallocated just as they are now.
Did that answer your question, Commissioner Elliott?
Yes, thank you.
Are there any other discussions regarding the motion to recognize the remaining ARPA funds as revenue? Hearing none. Commissioner Duncan?
Sorry. What is the window of time that we have in which to designate it as revenue? I mean, is there like a...
This December we have to designate it, and then next year we have to use it. So this will basically just end our reporting requirement to the Treasury.
Question answered, Commissioner Duncan.
Yes, thank you.
I have a motion by Commissioner George, a second by Commissioner Grove to recognize the remaining ARPA funds as revenue. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Manager Wade, can you add this discussion to the 1-4 retreat agenda?
I can.
Thank you. FWC no wake ordinance, Manager Wade.
So I did the no wake ordinance a while back. I was so proud of myself. I wrote it. I sent it to FWC. They approved it. Their staff approved it. Just came back. We did first reading, second reading. Sent them the approved thing. Their lawyers looked at it and said, no, you need to change this language. So I'm asking again, and this should, I think, it should be 2024-05, because we're not revising the old one. This is a totally new ordinance that will replace ordinance 04. But the language that's in there is what their lawyers required us to have. And this is just so that we can So that FWC will come in and place those no wake signs on Scipio Creek south of the point going up into Scipio where it splits off from the main river and then right up just north of the mill pond.
Couple of questions, Manager Wade. You said this will be ordinance 2024-05?
Yes. There won't be a revision of the old ordinance. It should be a new ordinance replacing the current one that they didn't like.
Attorney Hartman, have you reviewed this change and can you or someone kind of highlight what those changes were, or was the entire ordinance changed? And is this the first reading of the new ordinance?
Yes. I'm just talking to Travis about that. Is I believe we want to follow the regular ordinance process, is that that it be requested to be read as first reading at the next meeting. And this is the form approved by FWC, and it's a replace ordinance. It's going to replace the prior ordinance in its entirety.
Okay. Attorney Hartman.
But really, right. And yeah.
So we can't do a first reading tonight because somebody didn't put first reading in the agenda. So we'll do it at the next meeting.
So we will table unfinished business item number 2 until December meeting?
When I say that, and again, I know I've been attorney for a number of years now, is my understanding of the process, the kind of the policy, and I know I've talked to Lee about it, is that what y'all do is we look at it and we say, yes, we approve that for first reading. So that would be the motion and the vote tonight to approve it for first reading, and then we'll bring it. It'll be up for first reading at the next meeting. And we'll get it done.
So do you want to read
I'll read it by title. Is an ordinance 2024-05, an ordinance relating to the City of Apalachicola amending boating restrictions, regulations for Scipio Creek area, providing for penalties, providing for codification, providing for severability, and providing for an effective date.
So I stand corrected. May I have a motion to approve the concept of ordinance 2024-05 and have it on the agenda for December agenda for the first reading.
Make that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Grove. May I have a second?
Second. With
second
discussion.
By Commissioner George. Discussion. Commissioner George.
Dan, shouldn't it contain repeal and replace language?
Yes, I'll put that in there. It's just a I'll add that provision to it, but otherwise the content would remain the same.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Unfinished business, item number 3, Leslie Street FDOT Supplemental Grant Agreement. Manager Wade.
So we requested a change order after during the milling process. When they were milling up the road, they damaged some of the machinery, actually, and hit a manhole cover that was paved over. So the manhole cover was damaged, the machine was damaged. The manhole cover was from, I don't know, 1920 or something. It was really old. There's two manholes in that road. The manholes themselves are made of brick, so they've asked to be able to change those out with new manholes. The storm drain from 98 back down to Commerce Street was a terracotta from likely the 1800s. We were going to slip line it, and I asked them to let's not bury a 100-year-old pipe again. Let's see if we can get concrete. So they asked the FDOT if we could get concrete pipe in there, and they've approved that. So that was what this change order is. It's to add two new manholes and the concrete. It's a $66,000 increase, which was in the budget because the contractor came in under budget on the quote. So they approved moving that money from the unused portion of the budget to fund this. The supplemental grant agreement is in the packet, and that's all that does. It just says, and there's a resolution in there that that they require to be able to enter into that agreement.
Okay. Manager Wade, you have been given from Ms. Kuhn a list of requests. Would you like to discuss that now?
Sure. I fixed the road. The deadline's passed. I'm not sure. I don't know exactly the date that the deadline. I know they extended the deadline. I had a conversation with the contractor today, and he said he's eager to get out there and start working as soon as we get this passed. DOT gives us the thumbs up. He's going to get right back out there and start working on it. We do have a little bit of lead time on the concrete pipe. I don't know what the lead time is on the manholes, but we will be, we can't start until we get those items in, and we can't order them until this gets passed. So we'll order them, or he will order them, and then we'll get on it as soon as he gets done. We have plenty of time in our extension to get that done, though. Remove the concrete barricades and replace with signs. We don't have signs. We have the barricades. It's a construction zone. I just don't we can't put landscaping there because he's going to be around in the front and the back during construction with tractors moving stuff around. Anything we put there is going to get run over. It's a construction zone. I don't the sidewalks and grass.
Manager Wade.
I'm sorry.
Attorney Hartman, what is the legal ramifications? Have you seen...
Yes.
The request is to remove barricades and put official signs. What is the legal ramification if that is done?
So, to me, we do want to make a difference here between the construction zone and then where public thoroughfare still exists out there. As far as, and I leave that to kind of Travis and the contractor, if it's a construction zone and marked as such, then people need to stay out of it, period. Because it's not a public thoroughfare. It's, you know, they have all kinds of laws, like felony, to go in there and mess around. So they shouldn't be, whether it's riding bikes or anything, through a construction zone. I don't have concerns about liability associated with a construction zone because Florida's pretty strong as far as if you wander in a construction zone and hurt yourself, that can, not always, but it can be on you as long as it's adequately marked. So... as far as the places where the public is still, it's not part of the construction zone, just adjacent to it. Yes, we should maintain the sidewalks and things like that. If they're not in the construction zone, then we should maintain them just as we do all sidewalks around the city.
Okay. All right, Manager Wade, do you want to proceed?
Sidewalks and grass between it and the road need to be clean. That's in the construction zone. That'll all be removed when they take out the dirt and replace the pipes, make the sidewalk handicap accessible. The sidewalks are going to be repaired along with the construction. The curbs will be repaired as well. Maintain construction cones and folding barricades. Pick up trash that's thrown into the dirt in the construction site. I'll have the guys go look at it down there, but I don't. I'll have Public Works check it out and see if there's trash in there. But like I said, it's a construction zone in there, and when they get in there and start removing it, they'll take that stuff out. Weed mat. I think the weed mat, didn't that get removed already?
No.
Okay. I was told that somebody went down and took that up. I'll have somebody go check that out. And that's just like the webbing stuff. Is that right? Mm-hmm. From underneath, like sod or something? I haven't received anything about it, but I can.
So thank you. Thank
to me. I haven't gotten it. I looked through my emails this morning for it, but I will get Greg Harris to come talk to you if you'll point it out to him. He'll remove it.
All right. You have a comment? Well, before you have a comment about this or about the
Travis's going down this list, I was just going to ask one. Remove yard waste along the entire road. As far as I know, yard waste on the commercial side is up to the commercial business. We don't collect yard waste from commercial businesses. Is that true?
We do collect it from commercial businesses. If they hire somebody to come in and do the work, then they're responsible for moving it.
Okay.
The owners, the residents in the residential areas, if they do it, then we'll pick theirs up. But
can you put them on that, picking that up then?
I'll check on that, yeah.
It's on the courthouse side. It's on the courthouse side.
In Leslie Street? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll find out. I'll ask the courthouse who did it, if they put it there. Because obviously the grapple truck can't get down there to get to it. But
so are there any other questions regarding the list that was presented? Commissioner George.
Yes. Especially now, so I want to address Leslie's comments in a second. But when we're talking about the construction zone, which now there's going to be an extended period of time because of this change order, I mean, you're saying that people are on notice that it's a construction zone, but I've gone down there and walked around, and it's not marked as a construction zone. There are barricades on either side of the blocked-off areas on Leslie Street, but you're walking down Commerce Street heading towards the post office. You get to the end of the sidewalk at Leslie Street. Your next step, if you're looking straight ahead, there's nothing to say, stop. You're going to fall. And I stood down there and watched people do that. Also, along the Leslie Street, there's the dugout area, and then there's the grass and the sidewalk. And there's drop-offs there, too. And sticks were put up for the construction fence some months ago, but there's no fencing there. I mean, if it were fenced off, it would be clear it's a construction zone, and it wouldn't be a danger for, you know, people to fall there. I mean, I stood down there for like 20 minutes and watched several people fall, so we've got to secure that area. And then back to Leslie's comments, I mean, she and her husband George and the other artists that are in their business have come to us several times, and these are our business people. I mean, I think we need to make an effort to accommodate them and help them keep their businesses open during this difficult and prolonged period of construction. There's a lot we could do to make it look more like there's something going on there and it's not a deserted street. Like, that's what people think is a deserted street. I think we need to take these concerns more seriously and not come up with excuses about them. If we could do put the fencing up, clean up the area around it, and do what we can to help them with access to their businesses, both foot traffic and their parking.
Well, public comment is over. We were addressing the concerns that you presented. So, Leslie, come to. We're discussing this. We hadn't even. We're discussing her comments now. We haven't. I know.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I don't think we've even asked for. Do we ask? Yeah, we haven't. even disposed of. I wanted to get clarification before we move on to that. So, Manager Wade, I'm going to ask that you let you and I get together on this and further discuss what can be done.
Absolutely. Okay?
So we have a motion on the table to Attorney Hartman, will you read Resolution 2024-09?
Actually, I know this was part of the amendment. Do we have a copy of it?
Pick it up.
Okay, I will. It is Resolution 2024-09 is a resolution of the City Council, City Commission members of the City of Apalachicola, Florida, authorizing a supplemental grant agreement with the Florida Department of Transportation for the funding through the Municipal Small County Outreach Program, MSCOP, the Leslie Street Resurfacing Project. Whereas the City of Apalachicola, a municipal corporation lying within Franklin County, a political subdivision of the state of Florida, and whereas the State of Florida Department of Transportation has proposed entering into a supplemental grant agreement number 2 under the Small County Outreach Program for the Leslie Street Resurfacing Project to add additional funds of $66,558 to cover the replacement of 2 manholes and replacement of an 18-inch terracotta storm drain pipe with an 18-inch concrete storm drain pipe. And whereas the city has determined that it is in the best interest of the residents and the taxpayers of the city and that the city should enter into the supplemental grant agreement, now therefore be it resolved by the City of Apalachicola Commission members of Florida that Section 1, the City Commission hereby approves and enters into supplemental grant agreement number 2, a copy of which is attached here too, and directs the agreement to be executed and delivered by the mayor and attested to by the city clerk on behalf of the city, and that this resolution shall take effect immediately upon its adoption by the City Commission of the City of Apalachicola.
You have heard the reading of Resolution 2024-09, supplemental, for the supplemental agreement of Leslie Street. What say you?
I make a motion to adopt Resolution 2024-09.
I have a motion by Commissioner George. May I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Grove. Any discussion?
Discussion.
Commissioner Grove, discussion?
Didn't we have a motion on the floor to approve this?
I'm sorry?
Did we have a motion on the floor to approve it already?
Yes, his board action.
Okay.
Any further discussion regarding Resolution 2024-09? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. So the only request that I have regarding this is to approve Resolution 2024-09. So is there...
In the supplemental grant agreement, because we technically have to approve any grant stuff.
Commissioner George, I'm Grove, I'm sorry.
So we didn't have a open motion. We didn't have a, I thought we had something, a motion of action that we needed to dispose of.
Mm-mm. That was the
So we second, and we had a motion, second, and we just need to take a vote on that?
It's referred to in the resolution that's authorizing the supplemental grant agreement. I think we've already done it.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
So before we close this out, Leslie, if you will leave your number, get me your number. Travis and I will schedule a meeting with you on site to go over your concerns. You're welcome.
Madam Mayor, can I... Or would you rather...
If you don't speak directly to each other?
I can't speak.
To each other.
I understand that.
Dan,
the question is,
can another commissioner be a part of the meeting with the business owners at that? I don't think so. I mean, I can defer if someone else wants to take the lead. We can call an open meeting on a site meeting and publish it.
You can meet on two separate occasions. I mean, it probably would not be good form to be there at the same time together. I understand saying, okay, you could ignore each other and not talk, but if one of you is talking to the person and but again, it's also would it come up for commission action? And it could. Some of this stuff could.
So can we have a special meeting on site? And those commissioners that want to
trust you to handle it. I hear what she said.
I would trust the mayor and Travis to address the issues and proceed forward with having staff rectify.
Or depending if, I mean, I know what, I don't want to put words in the mayor's mouth, but the mayor, did you say, hey, if you want to take the lead on it, then you'll step aside like that?
No, I don't, but it's not a lack of trust by any means. It's not a lack of trust by any means, but it does put other commissioners at a disadvantage when you have the city manager and the mayor meeting with a constituent that has very valid concerns. They talk about things, they come to the meeting, and then you have these misunderstandings, and we're kind of at a loss. So I want everything to be done to help these businesses, but it's an interesting concept, because if that's true, as long as it's but what makes it a meeting? Because if that's the case, what if they're sitting on the side of the road talking about it anyway, and I happen to walk up, do they have to run from me? I mean, I have a problem with this interpretation, because if that were true, then that means we can never have any discussion ever about anything as commissioners, fellow commissioners, that may come up for vote in the future. That's impossible.
How about if you meet Travis before the mayor comes, or after the mayor comes, and you?
It's
can
not about meeting Travis.
Well, let me suggest
it's
this:
about
is
the dynamic and what goes on in those meetings. It's just the truth.
No. Is the constituent? She can talk to each of you.
The problem is the sunshine law.
Law, and I'm sorry that you're being the person that has to address this. It wasn't on the agenda, now it is, and it's the time that I have to address it, is I have a problem with the interpretation of the Sunshine Law to begin with. We need to get a clear interpretation, because what am I or am I allowed to do? Because we've had sunshine issues in the past, but at the same time, I don't want there to be meetings had with a constituent addressing her issues, and I can't be there just because I happen to be the one that's just not there. Yeah, I mean, that's just the truth.
No, that's fine, and the constituent can certainly talk to each and every one of you. You can talk to Travis. I mean, ultimately, Travis is going to be the one who has to implement whatever the addressing these issues. And he answers to each of you. And so the constituent can obviously talk to each of you and meet with each of you. And then if Travis is being torn in different directions, he would address it at a meeting, right?
So the issue is what I hear another commissioner say, even if they're not at that moment making a decision.
Yes, that you would know their position.
They might say something in my presence that gives me an idea as to how they might be leaning. I was simply trying to understand that.
Yes,
understand
how they would vote at their position on
well,
that.
Well, yeah,
that would
because very early on, Despen and I ran into each other in front of the courthouse, and Barbara made a funny comment about, let me come stand with y'all so people won't think you're talking. And ever since then, I've kind of thought, are you kidding me? Is it really, really that harsh?
It is. I mean, it is if someone takes issue with it. That's the thing.
I don't.
You know,
I mean, this is.
I mean, does it? Do people? Ridiculous. Are there hypothetically violations that occur pretty frequently? Yes. But if someone takes issue with it, then the ramifications are bad for the elected official.
I guess my thing is, too, but what makes it a meeting?
two or more commissioners
two or more, period.
Getting
it's just
together,
a black,
talking about
it's
something.
It's just, we're talking about the difference between a strict liability crime and something that requires some type of motive or incentive.
Exactly. There's no intent.
Yeah, see, I'm sorry. I had to get it in my language. Thank you.
Yeah.
I get it. Thank you. Carry on.
All good.
You just happened to be the guinea pig. Sorry. It's not personal. I needed to understand.
No, I mean, it's, yeah, it's a...
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We are moving on. There is no further unfinished business or new business before this body at this point. Now opening up for mayor and commissioner's comments. I don't have any comments other than to say we are approaching the holiday season, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that is and have been a part of this city organization who have been instrumental in us moving forward. So I just want to thank everybody and wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. And I hope that everyone is safe and take advantage of your family and enjoy your family during this holiday season. So thank you, Commissioner Grove.
Just a couple of updates. One, the county, Franklin County, was awarded the Triumph grant for the new emergency management communication system, $12 to $15 million. Phase one will start. That's design and permitting. It's probably 3 years in the making. It includes putting up new communications towers for emergency purposes. And also, FWC has completed the pilot study for restoration of the bay. They had to do a pilot study before we could get more money. There's several million dollars, or tens of millions of dollars have been put in the bay, but the funder wanted a study, so the study has, the study site has been culched, and the partnership, which is the new formation of the board and advisors to help manage and restore the bay is underway. Also, I had just, we had asked at our last meeting that we have start having departmental meetings every 2 weeks to, that was in regards of the last financial director we had, not being aware of that. I'd really like to see the minutes of those meetings included in our packets. And this is the bi-monthly department head meetings. I think the mayor and I requested that.
I'm having one tomorrow, but I didn't plan on having minutes.
Can you make really that a, make that a realization? We approved it. We discussed it at last month's meeting. So I was kind of hoping they'd be in our agenda this time.
Yes.
Of what the direction for planning.
I wasn't aware of the minutes, though. I'll take care of that.
That will allow us to know what's going on there. Sorry, I got to kill that bug. And there's no monthly report from the code enforcement office. I noticed that's gone. That needs to happen.
I'll ask him for one.
Of where, what he's doing. I know I submitted a code enforcement request and got zip. And it's been at least 6 weeks, if not 2-3 months. I think we need some oversight there from what I'm hearing, that he's needs some oversight. So... Thanks.
Yeah.
Commissioner Elliott.
Thank you, Mayor. I really don't have much. The only thing that has been brought to my attention is that we had, over time, we get them gradually, but complaints about speeding down Prado Bramsville. The county recently changed the speed limit on their portion of that road down to 25 miles per hour, and I have had some neighbors that live across neighbors that live across down on Prado and Brownsville request that the city consider lowering that speed limit from 30 to 25 as well, in step with the county. I think that would probably be okay since they slowed it down on their end too already.
I can make that an agenda item for next month.
Thank you. That is it.
Thank you. Commissioner George?
I don't have much. I'm anxious to get out of here like everybody is to obsess about the election. But I do want to go back to Leslie Kuhn's comment again. I mean, I would like to talk with Leslie and Travis to help her come up with a solution as well. I think we need to come up with a better way of disposing of public comment. I mean, we have the public makes their comments, and then there's a delay, which I guess our rules have when we discuss certain things. But when we discuss it, we discuss them in concept. And I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way, but I know Mayor Ash likes to solve a problem, and she'll suggest that she meets with Manager Wade to discuss it. But by doing that, it cuts out the rest of the commission. I think that's what Commissioner Junking was referring to. So I think we need to come up with some other way to dispose of these things if we're not going to solve it. I know our rules give us the opportunity to dispense with our rules during public comment and solve the problem. I don't think we probably wouldn't do that all the time, but when we come up with a solution, maybe if it's not going to be handled at the meeting, maybe we should all meet individual with the member of the public and with Manager Wade, however we want to, and then have Manager Wade come up with some consensus opinion. And then if there's not agreement, then it would come up later as the city commission meeting, and that way we could all be involved in the process. And that's all I have.
Well, I will defer meeting with Ms. Kuhn, and you can take the lead. I offered that earlier. Go ahead and take the lead on that, and then you and Manager Wade can come up with a consensus, and then we can...
I don't want the lead. I just want the opportunity to participate. But I'd be happy to do that.
I will. I think I'll take
Commissioner
the lead.
Duncan
I'll meet with City Manager Wade, and I'll meet with Ms. Kuhn, and I'll be glad to, because you do a lot, Mayor Ash. You do a lot. And unless you specifically want to be at the head of this, I'll be glad to take it. Yeah. And give a report to the board.
I appreciate it because, I mean, we sit here and we
go back
and forth.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize. I don't apologize for my statements. I still mean what I say. I just, yes, I get it. I will. Yes, thank you.
All right. So, and someone will report back in December on the conclusion of that matter. Commissioner Duncan. Commissioner George, were you finished?
Well, I have.
Thank you. Commissioner Duncan.
I have nothing. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are no other comments from the commission, Manager Wade?
I've got nothing to add to my updates.
Any comments for Manager Wade? Commissioner Grove?
The water situation. Are we going to need to address that before the December meeting?
Sure, what you're talking about, water situation?
With the equipment that collapsed.
Oh, yes, we're going to have, we're getting quotes to remove the materials from the top of the tank. We're working with the insurance company to try to determine what they'll pay for because it's insured. We're working with a couple consultants trying to get some quotes on replacement of that air scrubber. We're trying to get three quotes now. We couldn't get them locally, so I got some people out of Orlando that are looking at, they're getting us some quotes from a company down there, companies down there. There'll be the quote I got to remove that material from up there was like $29,000, so it's outside of my spending authority, so I'll be back probably at December or maybe at a special meeting to try to get that approved by the commission.
So it's not something it's an emergency.
It is an emergency, but I've got to get the quotes and I've got to get the pricing and everything.
Okay.
But we got to get, the thing is it's so big, we got to get a crane that can reach all the way out over it. Because I asked Red, I said, why don't you just push it off? And it's just too big, they can't move it. And if you get a chance ride out there, because the pictures that I had don't do it justice. It's huge.
Thanks.
Commissioner Duncan, do you have any comments? Or concerns for Manager White?
No, ma'am.
All right. Commissioner George?
No comment.
Commissioner Elliott?
No comments at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. We've had the report from the finance director. Is there anything that you...
There is no written report in the packet, but finance department's just been working really hard. Thank you for not making me use Banyan. I really appreciate that. Was doing financial reports. There's a lot due at the end of the year, so I have all but one. I still have one to do. Me, Travis, and Bree will actually be in the storage room in the morning pulling boxes because we have to go all the way back to 2018 to do Michael, Hurricane Michael, to submit to FEMA. So we're working on that in the morning. If you have any, Megan will be here on November the 25th and Tuesday, November the 26th, to start with QuickBooks. Sorry.
All right.
If you have any more questions.
Thank you. I did have a question for Manager White, but it slipped my mind. It has. I forgot. Attorney Hartman?
Yes, just two quick items. One is the cemetery ordinance that Mr. Pasqualone presented at the draft at the last meeting. Received comments from Commissioner Grove on it. Have not received any other comments. If anybody has any more comments, please get them to us. Otherwise, what we'll do is we'll get revisions made to it according to Commissioner Grove's comments and get you all another draft at the next meeting. And then the second item is the encroachment ordinance that was in draft form, just a first draft. Happy provided a letter with their analysis of the proposed ordinance, the draft ordinance, back on October 21st. And we had a conference call on it. They bullet pointed a number of issues that they found with it. What I would like, if you all are willing to do it, is literally put an X or a check next to the different paragraphs and send me that or get that to Travis. He can scan it to me, and I will make revisions consistent with their comments on each of those paragraphs. And that'll, if there's any that I get a bunch of X's on, that'll save me time revising it. And then I'll get you another draft of that also.
Thank you. Ken, will you provide a copy of that draft cemetery ordinance to Ms. Buchanan so they can take a look at it and offer there.
Buchanan, if you could get me your email address before you go.
Yes, sir. Perfect. I've got it.
Okay, that's fine. Either one. Great.
Manager Wade, office closure. There's been a change, correct?
Yes. We're supposed to have the power cut off Thursday in the morning so that we could install the transfer switch for the new generator. My voice is echoing, I'm sorry. But Duke can't cut the power off till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They need more time than that to change it, so I'm going to have to go back to them and work on another day, which may be Tuesday of next week, but I'm not sure. So tomorrow I'll be calling the gym and Project Impact and everybody and trying to let them know that we're not going to cut the power off. So it's kind of a hassle, but we'll get it. But it just kicks that down the road a few more days.
All right. Thank you. Were there any comments or questions, commissioners, for Attorney Hartman? None? I'm seeing none. Okay. Thank you, Attorney Hartman. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I so move.
Motion, we adopt the consent agenda.
I have a motion by Commissioner Elliott, a second by Commissioner George. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. If there is no further business before this body, may I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I have a motion by Commissioner Elliott. May I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Grove. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
A motion carried. Meeting is adjourned. Have a good night.